Om Shanti, and a very, very warm welcome this evening. After this serene and beautiful meditation, we are now moving towards gaining a very unique experience. These few days in this campus, amidst such a beautiful and natural environment, we are going to deeply explore ourselves, explore our true nature and empower our true nature. And to have this beautiful beginning, I would like to sincerely thank Brother David, who gave us this beautiful experience. Thank you, Brother David. Such a warm and peaceful beginning to this enlightening retreat. Next, I would request each one of you to please welcome yourself and also welcome the person sitting next to you. Just smile, look at them, smile. You may even do a handshake and just say, Om Shanti, welcome to the retreat. And very soon, we will have amongst us guests who have attended our previous retreats, our respected, honorable Didi Dr. Nirmala Ji is already with us on the stage. We welcome you, Didi. And to join her, very soon we will invite our guest, but before we do that, let's have a small introduction session. So may I request all of you to please stand, and we'll do a quick activity so that we can introduce ourselves and be more comfortable, because this is going to be our family away from the family for the next few days, our home away from home, and I'm sure you'll all feel very, very comfortable. So let's begin with a small activity. So what is this month? April, right? So I'm going to give you a few conditions, and if that condition applies, if it holds true for you, you need to do something. Okay? So April, all those whose name starts with A will spell out your name loud. All those whose name starts with A, spell out your name loud. Okay. All those whose name starts with the next letter of April, P, they will spell out their name now. So people who are around you can know who you are, at least by your names now. Now the next letter is? So those whose name starts with R will spell out their name aloud. Okay, the next letter is? I. So those whose name starts with I will spell out their name aloud. Nobody. Somebody? Nobody? Okay. L? On the way. Let them come. L? Spell out your name. Lavanya. Okay. Beautiful. All those whose birthday lies from January to June, the first half, will wave. So many. All those who like to be friendly will greet the person next to them. All those who like to eat sweets will clap. All those who want peace in life will pray. All those who are happy to be here will clap in the air. So many. And all those who belong to the IT profession will say Om Shanti and sit down. Om Shanti. Shanti. Yeah, that's practically everybody because it's an IIT retreat. So, very warm welcome to this retreat, Empowering the Self. This is something that is the need of the hour, to empower ourselves. And this organization, Brahma Kumaris, is working for more than 8 decades to achieve this goal. Imagine a condition where there is a chariot, the chariot driven by multiple horses, and the chariot driver is alert and is holding the wheels of all the horses. How will the chariot be? How will the chariot move? The driver is smart, the driver is alert, active, and is on the seat of being the master of the chariot. How will the chariot be? How will the chariot move? Fast, along by, fast is of course, but then more important, only speed is not important. In the right direction, coordinated, safe, exactly. Now imagine a condition that the chariot driver, the person who is the master of the chariot, has fallen asleep, has become unconscious. So he's still on the chariot, but he is no longer able to control the chariot. What will happen to the chariot now? Will it stop? Will it stop? What will happen? Confusion. Blind direction. It will move in any direction. What else? Out of control. So far, the driver was driving the chariot through the horses. Now, the chariot is driving the driver through the horses. So what to do in this condition? Do we need to teach each and every horse how to move? Is it a wise decision to train each and every horse, ghoda number A, aise chalo, ghoda number B, aise dodo, ghoda number C, aise karo? Is it a wise decision to control, to bring back the chariot in order? What else to be done? The chariot driver is already trained. Who will take the control? He's sleeping. He's unconscious. Right? That's exactly called empowering the self, awakening the self. We presently are in a condition, sometimes we find ourselves out of our order. We don't want to, but we are compelled by our own habits. We don't want to, but then we speak. We don't want to remember, but then we keep on having the same thought again. I want to remember something, but I tend to forget. Sometimes we find ourselves in such a condition where we don't know where to move, where we feel we are driven by our impulses. We are driven by reactions. So it's not about training the horses. It's about awakening the driver within. When we have too many forces acting on us, it's not about challenging the situations, diverting yourself from the situations, procrastinating. It's not about ignoring. It's not about putting it on somebody else. It's about empowering the self and facing it. So here we are to learn the art that will lead to an empowered self. And through our empowerment, it will create an atmosphere of energy, of positivity that will help others to empower the self and lead your life to a right direction. And this is what the organization is all about. So taking a few moments to introduce the organization to you, officially known as Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwarya Vishwavidyalay. It is an 83-year-old organization, and this spiritual journey began with the vision of world transformation through self-transformation. We are the unit of world transformation. If the transformation happens at the unit level, collectively we can see a transformed world. What else would we mean by world transformation? It's not about having new flyovers. It's not about having metropolitan cities. It's not about having all the facilities. That will obviously follow. But we should have the right type of mental condition, the right type of, you know, people to live in that transformed world and to sustain that transformed world. So it starts with self-transformation. And the whole objective of the organization is to help people recognize and enhance their spiritual potential through the medium of Raj Yoga meditation. And why is it called Brahma Kumaris? Some of you may have that thought, maybe coming for the first time to the organization, you might feel maybe it's a women organization, hence it is called Brahma Kumaris. Anybody had that kind of thought before coming here? Yes. So it's not a women organization, or it is not an organization which is working for women only. It is by everyone, for everyone. But the reason it is called, shortly it is called Brahma Kumaris, is because it is the only kind of the organization in the world which is spiritually led by women. So being a women led organization, and this revolution started way back in 1936. In the era where women were at the back front, they were a very, very less empowered section of the society. Bringing them to the forefront and making them spiritual leaders and cashing the spiritual qualities that are natural to a woman has been the biggest, the biggest landmark, or the biggest advantage of this organization. And Raj Yoga meditation, as we will experience it in the retreat, is a means, as I already said, to gain a mastery over the self through a union with the Supreme. And this organization started in 1936, started with a very small group of 350 children, youth and women particularly. And the founding father, who is called Dada Lekhraj, was a very, very prosperous diamond merchant of that time, having his business in the Sindh, the Karachi, it was undivided India at that time, Hyderabad, Bombay, Kolkata and many more places. And he underwent certain spiritual experiences, and those spiritual experiences made him believe that the world is at the verge of a huge transformation, and he has to be the instrument of that transformation. And joined by many simple women, young people, children, this became a movement of the people. And gradually, in 1950, the organization relocated to Mount Abu. And Mount Abu became the center for spiritual services, and spiritual services started expanding. So that from 1960 onwards, it was the decade of expansion, where centers were established in different parts of India, where people were told what is a meditative lifestyle, what difference can spirituality bring to your life. And gradually, from 1970 onwards, this organization started to expand in other countries. And women clad in white were the messengers of spirituality. And there were different centers established in London, in New York, in Australia. And in 1980, and henceforth, that decade, Brahma Kumaris got associated with the United Nations. And it is holding a consultative status in different United Nations bodies like Economic and Social Council of United Nations and UNICEF. And for its efforts to bring peace in the world, it has received 7 Peace Messenger Awards. So as you can see, the former chief of Brahma Kumaris receiving these awards by the United Nations. And gradually different centers and different campuses in the headquarters started to establish to accommodate to spiritually sustain masses, thousands of individuals who had now recognized the potential of spirituality, the potential of the self, and how that can bring peace in their lives, peace in their families, peace in their profession, and finally peace in the world. So with the focus on positive change and self-transformation, presently we have, presently we have more than 8,500 centers spread in more than 130 countries of the world. Practically people of all nationalities, all faiths, all languages, all belief systems are commonly connected to each other through that single common cord of spirituality. And with our global outreach, we are bringing a glorious future which is based on purity of character, wisdom and harmony. And a glimpse of few of our centers worldwide, India and in different countries of the world. This is one global family recognizing our true and common identity, which is much more and much beyond the divisions that we have created in the world today. Divisions of nationalities, divisions of gender, divisions of caste, creed, race, education, profession, and many more. So, be the change that you want to see in the world, and this retreat is a medium for us to actually experience the change in us and to be the change. So, a very warm welcome once again to this global family, to this global institution. For the next few days, we are going to have a very unique experience. And to begin this, I would like to now invite our guest on the stage. So, we already have respected Nirmala Didi with us, who is the Joint Chief of Brahma Kumaris and also the chairperson of the IT wing, which is hosting this residential retreat. So, with a round of applause, we would like to thank Didi for calling us here, being the chairperson of this retreat, and warm welcome to you, Didi. Also, I would like to invite on stage our respected sister Rama Devi Lankaji, who is the Director of Emerging Technologies with the Government of Telangana. She is leading the emerging technologies and she is responsible for implementing several innovative projects that use emerging technologies. A very, very warm welcome to you, sister. Also, I would request Brother Robin Sarkarji, Project Director, Shiksha Initiative, Shiv Nadar Foundation, to please come up on the stage and grace us. And we will welcome each one of you with a round of applause. So, another condition, if you are all happy, please continue clapping. Also, Brother Bhavesh Panchalji, Head Corporate IT and Digital Delivery at BSS Global. A very, very warm welcome to you. You have been with us in a few retreats previously also, and that experience pulls you to this retreat once again, and we are very, very happy to have you with us. A distinguished leader with global experience of 25 years. In various portfolios. Welcome, Brother Bhavesh Panchal. And I would now request respected Brother Yashwant Patilji. He is the headquarter coordinator of the IT wing, instrumental in organizing this retreat and instrumental in establishing and running various projects of Brahma Kumaris, including Radio Madhuvan, and heading the IT and communications infrastructure at the headquarters. A very, very warm welcome to all of you. So, without much ado, I would request our dear sisters to please welcome our guest on the stage with flowers and tilak. This beautiful tradition, this beautiful culture that reminds us that It is the fragrance of our virtues that actually spreads in the world, just like the fragrance of these flowers make us feel happy and fresh. It is our virtues that spread across the world, making everyone feel happy and fresh. And this tilak reminds us of our true nature of peace. We, being the divine spiritual energy situated at the center of our forehead, radiating peace and light, serenity and calmness wherever we are. So we all can express our happiness through a round of applause. And now I would request respected brother Yashwant ji, headquarter coordinator of the IT wing, to please come up on the dais and walk us through the purpose and objective of the IT wing and the services that have been accomplished by the wing. Respected Yashwant Bhai ji.
Om Shanti. सभी बोलेंगे एक बार ओम शांति. रिस्पेक्टेड निर्मला दीदी जी, चेयरपर्सन ऑफ आईटी विंग, हमारे डिस्टिंग्विश्ड गेस्ट और हमारी आईटी टीम जो इसके पीछे जो दिन रात मेहनत करती है, पूरी कोर टीम, और आप जो इतना टाइम निकाल के आए हैं, अपना अमूल्य समय निकाल के एक इस रिट्रीट के लिए आए हैं, तो उसके लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. आईटी विंग जो है हमारी, जैसे हमारी 20 विंग्स है, उसमें से एक विंग है, जैसे जूरिस्ट विंग, मेडिकल विंग, कल्चरल विंग, ऐसे 20 विंग हमारी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के हैं. तो ब्रह्म कुमारी अम्बरेला के अंदर राजयोग एजुकेशन एंड रिसर्च फाउंडेशन, इसके अंदर में हमारी 20 विंग्स है, उसमें से एक आईटी विंग है. तो आईटी विंग हमारी 2014 में स्टार्ट हुई. उसके पहले हम लोग आईटी टीम के नाम से हम लोग सेवाएं करते थे. तो आईटी टीम हमारी जो वर्क करती थी ग्लोबल आईटी टीम के अंडर में, जो पूरे वर्ल्ड में अलग अलग कंट्रीज में हमारी आईटी टीम है, आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स हैं जो इस संस्था के मेंबर्स हैं, जिसको हम ब्रह्म कुमारी बोलते हैं, ब्रह्म कुमारी. तो वो हम लोग पूरी सेवाएं ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को देते थे. तो जैसे आईटी एक्टिविटीज जो होती हैं, तो वो हम अपनी संस्थाओं को अलग अलग कंट्रीज में, जैसे वेबसाइट्स है, सोशल मीडिया है, ऐसे एप्लीकेशन डेवलपमेंट्स है, तो उस हिसाब से हम लोग पूरी ग्लोबल आईटी टीम के अंडर में आईटी टीम काम करती थी. फिर जैसे विंग्स बनी है, उस अनुसार विंग्स इसलिए बनाई कि आप जैसे अलग अलग कंपनियों से यहां आए हुए हैं, तो हर कंपनी को हम लोग सेवाएं देते हैं. जैसे अभी दिल्ली में हम लोगों ने सिटी वाइज सेवाएं दी है, तो दिल्ली में लगभग विधात्री बहन के आसपास जो है गुड़गांव वगैरह, तो वहां हमारी रमा दीदी है दिल्ली से, उन्होंने मिलकर लगभग 411 ऑनलाइन प्रोग्राम किए. तो ये प्रोग्राम कोरोना काल से हम लोगों ने शुरू किए थे. तो लगभग 130 कंपनीज, डिफरेंट डिफरेंट कंपनीज में दिया. जैसे सैमसंग में तो डायरेक्ट हम लोगों ने कोर्स दिए, जैसे स्ट्रेस मैनेजमेंट, अलग अलग जैसे इनर पीस थ्रू इनर टेक्नोलॉजी, तो ये सब्जेक्ट से हम लोगों ने सारी सेवाएं कंपनी में की. तो सैमसंग इंडिया में हम लोगों ने फिर जो ब्रह्म कुमारी का 7 डेज कोर्स होता है, वो भी वो कंप्लीट किया. तो सैमसंग कोरिया से भी इसमें जुड़े हुए थे. तो ऐसे ही सेवाएं हम लोग दिल्ली साइड, पुणे में हम लोगों ने अलग अलग रिट्रीट करते हैं, जैसे हमारे सेंटर्स हैं छोटे छोटे, जैसे जगदम्बा रिट्रीट है पुणे में, तो इसमें पुणे से भी बहुत लोग आए होंगे, तो वहां पे भी हम लोग आईटी के प्रोग्राम करते हैं, सेंटर्स पे भी करते हैं, ऑनलाइन प्रोग्राम करते हैं. हैदराबाद में हम लोग वेबिनार्स करते हैं, तो उसमें भी डिफरेंट डिफरेंट सब्जेक्ट्स लेके हम लोग ये प्रोग्राम करते हैं आईटी विंग की तरफ से. फिर बैंगलोर में भी हम लोगों ने जॉयफुल लाइफ, ये हमारे एक अच्छे स्पीकर हैं, स्वामीनाथन जी हैं, डॉक्टर गिरीश हैं, तो उनके थ्रू हम लोग कंपनीज में ऑनलाइन में प्रोग्राम करते हैं. तो अभी ये ऑनलाइन प्रोग्राम अच्छा चलता है, इस हिसाब से अभी कंपनीज में भी इन्विटेशंस मिलने लग गए हैं। तो हम लोग अभी कंपनीज के एचआर हेड से बात करके और वहां कंपनियों में हम लोगों ने अभी ऑफलाइन प्रोग्राम भी शुरू किए हैं। तो हमारे जैसे फैकल्टीज हैं, स्पीकर्स हैं, तो उन लोगों को भी हम लोग अभी ऑफलाइन में भी प्रोग्राम देने लग गए हैं। तो ऐसे अलग अलग सेवाएं हम लोग आउट साइड में देते हैं आईटी विंग की तरफ से। तो आईटी विंग के वॉलंटियर्स है जो ये टीम काम कर रही है इस रिट्रीट के पीछे। तो उस टीम में सब आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स है, कोई इंटेल में है, कोई एससीएल में है, कोई आईबीएम में है। तो ऐसे वो टीम हमारी जो संस्थाओं के जो रिक्वायरमेंट्स हैं उसको हम लोग सेवाओं को प्रोवाइड करते हैं। जैसे वेबसाइट डेवलपमेंट, सोशल मीडिया है, फिर साइबर क्राइम के बारे में अवेयरनेस करते हैं, डिजिटल वेलनेस का भी आपको बाला भाई कराएंगे। तो डिजिटल डिटॉक्स फॉर डिजिटल इंडिया टू डिवाइन इंडिया। तो अभी जो सरकार का जो मेन टारगेट है डिजिटल इंडिया बनाना, हर चीज ऑनलाइन कर दिया अभी। अब राशन कार्ड भी लेना है, वोटिंग कार्ड चेंजेस भी कराना हो तो हर चीज ऑनलाइन किया, उसको डिजिटल इंडिया को हम लोग डिवाइन इंडिया की तरफ जाएंगे, जो स्वर्ग बोलते हैं ना, कि जो अभी कलयुग चल रहा है। आप सब जानते हैं कि कलयुग का भी काफी अंतिम समय आया है, तो आप सब सिचुएशन भी देख रहे हैं। तो उसके बाद क्या आएगा, हेवन आएगा। तो उसको डिवाइन इंडिया माना, भारत ही स्वर्ग बनेगा। तो ये ब्रह्म कुमारी का जो मेन मोटो है, तो वो हम लोग उसको उसकी तरफ हम सेवाएं दे रहे हैं। तो ऐसे हम लोग अलग अलग सेवाएं संस्थाओं को देते हैं। जैसे हमारा कनेक्ट वन हमने खुद डेवलप किया, जो ईआरपी सॉफ्टवेयर होता है, जैसे एसएपी होता है, टैली है, तो वो ऐसा सॉफ्टवेयर हमारी पूरी टीम ने ही खुद डेवलप किया। तो हमारे करोड़ सौ रुपीज ब्रह्म कुमारीज के सेविंग हो जाता है, तो इकोनॉमिकली हो जाता है। तो वो टीम फिर मॉडिफाई करती रहती है। ऐसे एकोमोडेशन आप जब आए तो उसकी पूरी डेटा वगैरह, स्लिप, रूम की स्लिप देना, तो वो एकोमोडेशन सॉफ्टवेयर है। फिर स्टोर मैनेजमेंट से, ऐसे अलग अलग सॉफ्टवेयर हमारे लोग इस संस्थाओं को, ये अपने अलग अलग ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में रिट्रीट सेंटर्स है। तो हमारे लगभग अभी 25 रिट्रीट सेंटर्स हैं इंडिया में। जैसे ओआरसी है, विदा त्रिवेन जहां से आई है, ओम शांति रिट्रीट सेंटर दिल्ली के पास, तो आप में से कोई गए होंगे। तो ओआरसी में भी हम लोग अलग अलग सॉफ्टवेयर देते हैं। आईटी विंग की तरफ से हम लोगों ने कम्युनिटी रेडियो भी हमने शुरू किया था। तो अभी लगभग 8 कम्युनिटी रेडियो लाइसेंस गवर्नमेंट से मिला, और उस लाइसेंस के थ्रू हम लोग पूरा उस सिटी में रेडियो की सेवाएं देते हैं। जैसे रेडियो मिर्ची होती है, ऐसे ये कम्युनिटी रेडियो हम लोगों ने शुरू किए हैं। तो उसको हम लोग ऑनलाइन रेडियो करके फिर पूरा वर्ल्ड में उसको जाता है। तो उसका ऐप डेवलप कर लेते हैं, तो गूगल ऐप्स डाउनलोड करके हम लोग फिर उसको ऑनलाइन में भी दे देते हैं, तो पूरा वर्ल्ड में। जैसे आपने सुना होगा रेडियो डॉट गार्डन, तो उसमें लैक्स ऑफ रेडियोज होते हैं, तो उसमें भी हमारे सब रेडियो रजिस्टर्ड हैं। तो आप उसमें जाएंगे तो हमारे रेडियोज, जो इसमें हम स्पिरिचुअल और कम्युनिटी रिलेटेड सारा डेटा हम लोग डालते हैं। तो आदरणीय दीदी जी के अंडर में हमारी पूरी टीम अच्छी सेवाएं दे रही है, और आप सब आए हैं तो आप भी ये 3 दिन का बहुत अच्छा लाभ लेंगे। ये एटमॉस्फेयर का भी, बहुत वाइब्रेशन का भी आप लोग लाभ लेंगे। बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। थैंक यू।
थैंक यू भाई जी फॉर अपराइजिंग अस एंड गिविंग अस अ ग्लिम्स ऑफ द सर्विसेज डन बाय द आईटी विंग, विच इंक्लूड्स डेवलपिंग द इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर ऑफ आईटी, कम्युनिकेशंस, रेडियो, डिलीवरिंग इट्स एक्सपर्टीज एंड सर्विसेज टू द सोसाइटी, to the IT professionals online, offline. And thank you. And as such, IT has become the backbone of the country. You would all agree, right? Our economy is based on IT now. The way you travel is now based on IT. Your financial services are based on IT. Medical services are based on IT. Even your identity is now, it has been digitalized. Even that's now in the hands of IT. Everything has become so much dependent on IT. So it has become the backbone of the country. And this backbone must be strong. ये बैकबोन सिर्फ टेक्निकली मजबूत नहीं होनी चाहिए, ये बैकबोन इंटरनली भी मजबूत होनी चाहिए। और उसी मजबूती को प्राप्त करने के लिए हम सबको अपने आप को अंदर से स्पिरिचुअली मजबूत बनाना पड़ेगा, तभी हम मेंटली, इमोशनली एंड देन प्रोफेशनली, ऑफ कोर्स प्रोफेशनली स्ट्रांग इज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ नॉट जस्ट योर स्किल्स बट ऑल्सो योर विल पावर, ऑल्सो ऑन हाउ मच यू कैन सस्टेन योर सेल्फ इन चैलेंजिंग सिचुएशंस, दैट इज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ योर स्पिरिचुअल, इमोशनल एंड मेंटल स्ट्रेंथ। सो विद दिस एम कि हम सब आज यहां से एक ऐसा स्पिरिचुअल, अपने अंदर एक ऐसी लॉ जगाएं, अपने आप को हमेशा हमें क्या करना चाहिए, सत्यता, इंटेग्रिटी, वैल्यूज, ये लॉ हमेशा हमारे अंदर जगती रहे, तो आइए हम सब मिलकर के आज उसी का प्रतीक यहां मंच पर कैंडल लाइटिंग करेंगे। मैं अभी अनुरोध करती हूं कि हम सभी कैंडल लाइट करेंगे अभी, और कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए कुछ नाम मैं अनाउंस करना चाहती हूं, जिनको मैं रिक्वेस्ट करती हूं आप सभी इस रिट्रीट को सफल बनाने के लिए बहुत मेहनत से अपने पूरे एक्सपीरियंस को, अपने पूरे क्रिएटिविटी को आपने यहां मंच पे उतारा है। तो कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए मैं अनुरोध करती हूं ब्रदर दिलीप, ब्रदर दीपक, ब्रदर शनमुंग, ब्रदर भारती, आदरणीय वीके वर्षा दीदी, सिस्टर गीता, ब्रदर भानु, सिस्टर किन्नरी, ब्रदर ब्रिजेश, ब्रदर समीर एंड ब्रदर विकास। आप सबसे अनुरोध करते हैं कि आप सभी प्लीज मंच पर आएंगे, और जो लेफ्ट साइड वाला दीपक है आप उस पे आएंगे, और जो भी मंच पे हमारे गेस्ट है आपसे अनुरोध करती हूँ कि आप सभी प्लीज राइट साइड वाले दीपक पर आएंगे। इस कैंडल लाइटिंग की शुभ ट्रेडिशन को हम सभी फॉलो करेंगे। ब्रदर राहुल शाह जी आप भी हमारे बीच में हैं, आपसे भी अनुरोध है कि आप भी हमारे बीच आएंगे। सभी जिनके नाम अनाउंस किए हैं आप सभी लेफ्ट साइड कैंडल पे आएंगे, हमारे मंच के अतिथि राइट साइड पे आएंगे, और हम सबको भी मोबाइल ने एक दिया दिया है, आप सब उस दिए को जगा सकते हैं, दिया अर्थात देने वाला। तो यहाँ आप सबके मोबाइल में प्रकाश देने वाला एक दिया है, आप सब उसको जागृत कर सकते हैं।
शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में, जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में। शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं परिवर्तन की है ये बेला, ये जग बदलने वाला राजयोग का मार्ग यही है, सहज सरल निराला, दिव्यता की बन जाए मूरत, मंदिर से इस तन में, जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में। शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आप सभी का, और विशेष निर्मला दीदी जी जो सबको कितना प्यार से दृष्टि से आप सबके अंदर के उस दिए को जागृत कर रही थी। और हम क्योंकि आईटी रिट्रीट में यहाँ मौजूद हैं, सो you can watch this whole program live on the YouTube channel of Gyan Sarovar. Not just this session, but even further sessions, you can watch all those sessions live. And now, I would call upon the dais, our respected brother Bhavesh Panchalji, Head Corporate IT and Digital Delivery at VFS Global, to please share his experience with us. What brings you to this retreat once again, and also what inspirations you have for the new participants of this retreat? Please give a big round of applause to Brother Bhavesh Panchal.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Don't know where to start, but you know, really humble and privileged to share the dais with so many great personalities and dignitaries. Okay, they are all leaders in their own field. I'm a very small person, and sharing this dais once again with these great leaders on the stage. This is my second time with IT retreat with Brahma Kumari. Last year I did it in around 2018, just before the corona, and I missed this session in 2020 April because of the corona. We have to reschedule, and I was just waiting when this will happen again and I will come back. And finally the day has come to come here and share my experience once more time. So I am Bhavesh Panchal. I work for one of the MNC companies as an head IT in Mumbai. I'll share my personal experience with all of you, and then my journey with Brahma Kumari so far. So my association with Brahma Kumari has started long back. It's not because of me, but because of my family, my mother and my sister. They are following Brahma Kumaris for last, I think, more than a decade now, maybe 11, 12 years. And a very close family doctor friend has introduced us to them. And ever since then, they are associated, and I am associated with them through my mother and my sister. So I have done Raj Yoga meditation many times whenever the camp happened. I take a participation in the local center in Brahma Kumaris whenever I get a time. I'm not a regular, be honest with you, not a regular going to the, but whenever I get a time, I definitely go and participate with them. Lot of things to share from my association with Brahma Kumaris, I want to go back to Didi started in opening slide that, the self-control and be the change, rather than changing the surrounding. So just want to start with one small line, and it's not my, I've learned from Brahma Kumari only. Focus on swasthiti, self, and not the paristhiti. Two words, swasthiti and paristhiti. I think including me, several of this people, maybe wasting their time, effort, energy in, changing the surrounding or a paristhiti, not the self. And I think this program, the self-empowerment, is focusing on swasthiti and not the paristhiti. So I invite all of you to, to take this power with you when you go back and ensure that, you focus on your core. And you focus on changing self and bringing that power within you. Okay. I myself do a lot of yoga, meditation, and I'm committed to myself. I do every day at least 1 hour yoga and meditation in the morning, early morning, whatever time I have to travel. Trust me, today also when I came by train, I get up at around 5 or just before 5. I did my yoga and meditation. I completed in the train. So it's possible, wherever you are, in whatever mode of transit, it's all about commitment to yourself. So unless you have that commitment to yourself, the change will not come. And unless you change yourself, the surrounding will not change. And I don't have to give you any more examples or anything, because you all are great leaders in yourself, and you are coming all from big companies and leading in your own field. There are a lot of examples around us, but you know, when we look at them, we want to be in their shoes or we want to be great, successful like them. But you know, when we look at ourselves, how many of us are putting that kind of effort to commit ourselves and commit to bring that transformation within us? So, you know, here is an opportunity to create that commitment for ourselves, commitment for self, and bring that control within. I have a lot of examples, but you know, if you take the recent example of Corona, I think what did it bring to us? I think it has prepared all of us to work remotely. The people and the company who was believing that, you know, nothing can work remotely, overnight they all change remote working style and everybody has adopted. So what it has bring to us? We need to be flexible, we need to be adaptable, we need to be fast in it. And how do you do that? People who have, and the companies and the individual who have adopted those situations, they have survived and they have created new opportunities in this tough time. And how they have done that? Control within self. Rather than, you know, complaining and cribbing about the paristhiti, they have controlled the swasthiti. So that is what I have also learned from Brahma Kumari, is that, you know, this meditation, maybe early morning, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, hour, whatever we can do, we should do, that will really bring that confidence within us and power your batteries from within. And it will give you that strength to cope up the challenges. I'm also like an individual like you all, common man, okay? But how do I get that strength? I think that's the key. Everybody can create that strength within if you are committed to bring that transformation or a change within yourself. So with that, you know, I once again invite all of you to participate and, you know, take the advantage of this particular retreat seminar. One last thing, I think BK Yashwan ji ne bataya hame ke digital India and digital detox do alag alag pehlu hai, and mere samne I will say my digital guru Bala baithe hai wahan pe, digital detox guru, because when I came last time here I have heard that digital detox and I used to follow that in some form, but after hearing him in this retreat seminar, it has created a structure for me. And I do very unique thing. On my birthday, I switch off my phone. Okay? And really, I do that. Huh? It's not a joke, but I do. Not only that, I also log off 1 week before from all my social media channels. Facebook and all, every... LinkedIn, I don't do it because it's a mandate. But other than that, I really suspend my account for a week so that nobody comes to know today is my birthday. It's not that I want to avoid the wish, but you know, I really want to create that digital detox. And it's nothing wrong in digital technology or anything, like Brother Yashwan mentioned. You know, digital India, digital technology, there are a lot of good things. So take benefit of that. Don't become adhin on digital technology. How many of you can raise your hand that at night in the bed, when you don't play any games or don't see some videos, you don't get sleep? Are there anyone? I'm sure, don't shy. So I'm saying that get rid of those bad habits, or don't become gulam, you know, or adhin on those technology that, you know, if phone band hai to band hai, kuch nahi hota. You don't have to be like, you know, people travel from one station to other station or one airport to other airport, take a picture and post it on media. I'm not saying it's bad or anything, but is it really needed? You are with your family in your dream destination. Enjoy that moment and enjoy that environment for which you have taken so much of effort to, you know, gone to there. But, you know, people without enjoying that moment, trying to capture that moment and I'm sure if you all go back to your phones, you will be having 1,000+ photographs and videos of yours and your loved one. How many of you have gone back and seen those? Can you raise your hand? Really? Okay, I also see. Yeah. So, you know, enjoy that moment rather than capturing that moment for a future. Human beings always live in future, they don't live in past. Test this hypothesis. I can prove, okay? Every moment we think that what is coming next, we wanted to know what is coming rather than, you know, enjoying that moment. So, you know, here is our opportunity to control within, bring that core strength and then, you know, being the change. So with this, you know, thanks once again all Brahma Kumaris, brothers and sisters for inviting me to share my experience here. Honor.
Thank you very much, Brother Bhavesh. As you rightly said, swasthiti ko mazboot banayenge to paristhiti badal jayegi. Jaisi hogi avastha, vaisi hogi vyavastha. Ye hum tried and tested hai hamari life mein. और आप भी इसको यहाँ पे एक्सपीरियंस कर सकते हैं. और बहुत अच्छा आपने एक बात बताई, जैसे आपने कोरोना की बात बताई, तो मन में आ रहा था कि अगर एक ना दिखने वाला वायरस दुनिया को रोक सकता है, हम एक एक दिखने वाले जीते जाते लंबे चौड़े मनुष्य दुनिया को कितना आगे बढ़ा सकते हैं? नहीं बढ़ा सकते. जो जो समझते हो सकता है हाथ खड़ा करें. तो हम एक एक जीते जाते मनुष्य इतने लंबे चौड़े और हमारे अंदर की वैल्यूज वर्च्यूज वो भी नहीं दिखाई देती. लेकिन अगर वो एक वायरस इतना कम्युनिकेबल हो सकता है तो हमारे वर्च्यूज क्यों नहीं हो सकते? सो मेक योर वर्च्यूज कम्युनिकेबल. तो उसके लिए पहले खुद को जागृत करना पड़ेगा. तो अब मैं बुलाना चाहूंगी मंच पे हमारे बीच में आदरणीय भ्राता रॉबिन सरकार जी. आप प्रोजेक्ट डायरेक्टर है शिक्षा इनिशिएटिव के शिव नाडर फाउंडेशन में. आपने अपने जीवन में क्या ऐसा अनुभव किया या करना चाह रहे हैं और हम सबके लिए क्या इंस्पिरेशंस आप आज लेकर के आए हैं? प्लीज शेयर इट विद अस. प्लीज गिव अ बिग राउंड ऑफ अप्लॉज एंड वेलकम ब्रदर रॉबिन सरकार.
ओम शांति एवरीवन. जैसा कि आप लोग इसमें से आप लोगों में से बहुत लोग ऐसे होंगे जो पहली बार आए होंगे, तो प्लीज काउंट मी विद यू. मैं भी यहां पर पहली बार ही आया हूं और मैं बहुत इंस्पायर्ड हूं यहाँ की व्यवस्था देखकर. यहाँ से आने से पहले से पूरा एक्सपीरियंस जो मैंने पाया है बहुत ही डिफरेंट है. तो मैं देखना चाह रहा हूं कि आगे क्या होगा और खुद इस पूरे एक्सपीरियंस को संजो के अपने साथ ले जाना चाह रहा हूं. मेरा नाम रॉबिन सरकार है. मैं HCL के संस्थापक शिव नाडर जी की संस्था शिव नाडर फाउंडेशन में शिक्षा इनिशिएटिव को लीड करता हूं. हमारी संस्था शिक्षा इनिशिएटिव, हम लोग आईटी विंग के साथ बात कर रहे हैं, तो आईटी का इस्तेमाल करते हुए गांव में निरक्षर लोगों को साक्षर बनाती है. और इसके अलावा हम लोग गांव के जो स्कूल्स होते हैं, गवर्नमेंट स्कूल्स होते हैं, वहां पर भी हम लोग कंप्यूटर का इस्तेमाल करके एजुकेशन स्टैंडर्ड को और हायर बनाने का प्रयास करते हैं. ऐसे हम लोगों ने करीब 150,000 बच्चों को अभी तक लाभान्वित बेनिफिट किया है और ऐसे हम लोगों ने करीब 50,000 लोगों को लिटरेट बनाया है और करीब करीब यूपी के 400 गांव ऐसे हैं जो कंप्लीटली लिटरेट हैं बिकॉज अंडर ऑफ आवर प्रोग्राम. और ये सब कुछ आईटी के इस्तेमाल के द्वारा किया गया है. नॉर्मली हम लोगों को पढ़ाने के लिए टीचर्स को ट्रेन करते हैं, फिर उसके बाद टीचर्स की कैपेबिलिटी के ऊपर डिपेंड करते हुए आगे बढ़ते हैं. लेकिन आईटी का इस्तेमाल करने की वजह से हम लोगों को वो जो कैपेबिलिटी पे डिपेंडेंसी है उसको कम करने में सक्षम हुए. और इसके इस्तेमाल से हम लोग फिर वॉलंटियर्स की मदद से, जो कि प्रोफेशनल टीचर नहीं है लेकिन वॉलंटियर्स हैं, उनकी मदद से हम लोगों को पढ़ाने में कामयाब हुए. तो ये एक टेक्नोलॉजी का आविष्कार ही है और टेक्नोलॉजी के स्वरूप में ये पॉसिबल हुआ है. तो ये मेरा काम है. जब मैं ऐसे स्कूल्स में, गांव के इंटीरियर स्कूल्स में जाता हूं और देखता हूं, और जब मैं इससे महिलाओं को पढ़ते हुए देखता हूं जो कभी पढ़े लिखे नहीं थे, तो नॉलेज तो उनको गेन हो जाती है. नॉलेज गेन करना इजी होता है. नॉलेज एक कंप्यूटेशनल प्रोसेस के की तरह चलती है जो कि गेन करना ईजी होता है, लेकिन उसके इस्तेमाल करने में एक और चीज लगती है, वो है एनर्जी. स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी, कहां इस्तेमाल करनी है, कैसे इस्तेमाल करनी है, क्या मैं केपेबल हूं उसको करने के लिए। एक पढ़ा लिखा इंसान भी उसको इस्तेमाल करने में कहीं हिचक जाए तो गलत डायरेक्शन में चला जाता है। इसलिए मुझे पर्सनली लगता है कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी नॉलेज के साथ पैरेलल चलनी चाहिए और किसी भी जर्नी का एक पार्ट होना चाहिए, किसी भी एजुकेशनल जर्नी का एक पार्ट होना चाहिए। मैं खुद यहां पे आप लोगों के साथ इस चीज को सीखना चाहता हूं और इसी एक्सपीरियंस को संजो के आगे ले जाना चाहता हूं, ताकि जो गांव में, यूपी के गांव में बहुत सारे करीब करीब 5,000 से 7,000 बैचेज ऐसे चल रहे हैं, हर एक बैच में करीब 15 से 18 महिलाएं होती हैं, उन बैचेस में मैं इस स्पिरिचुअलिटी को आगे ले जा सकूं और वहां के लोगों को इसका बेनिफिट दे सकूं। बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। आई लुक फॉरवर्ड टू वर्क विद यू। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद रॉबिन जी। बहुत सही कहा आपने, नॉलेज दो धारी तलवार की तरह होती है, डिस्ट्रक्टिव कंस्ट्रक्टिव, दोनों कामों में ज्ञान चाहिए, दोनों चीजों के लिए ज्ञान चाहिए, लेकिन उसको सही दिशा, जन कल्याण के लिए वो नॉलेज यूज हो, वो सही दिशा उसको स्पिरिचुअलिटी देती है। और ऐसी ही एक शख्सियत आज हमारे बीच में है जो टेक्नोलॉजी को जन कल्याण के लिए हम कैसे यूज कर सकते हैं उसकी नवीनताएं आप निकाल रहे हैं। सो नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट ऑन स्टेज आवर चीफ गेस्ट फॉर दिस इवनिंग, रिस्पेक्टेड सिस्टर रमा देवी लंका जी, हु इज द डायरेक्टर ऑफ इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजीज विद द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ तेलंगाना। सो सिस्टर was also the officer on special duty, the OSD of the Information Technology and Electronics and Communications Department, Government of Telangana. आप भी आज अपने दिल के उद्गार, अपनी भावनाएं हम सबके समक्ष रखेंगी, so please with a big round of applause, I welcome Sister Rama Devi Lanka ji.
Om Shanti. Well, very good evening, brothers and sisters. In fact, this is the first time I'm addressing, you know, these brothers and sisters. And this reminds me of Swami Vivekananda. You know, all of you might be aware of this episode. He had the first time in the US when he addressed the gathering, you know, with this kind, the entire world was amazed and shocked, you know. Well, that's the experience that I'm actually gaining today. Well, I have been part of many, state-level events, national events, even international programs. But this is a very unique experience that I'm actually going through, you know, honestly. And for the last 1.5 hours, you know, that I'm here, starting with the meditation, I never realized that it's actually meditation. I thought I'm hearing some soulful music until she told me that it's meditation. And another thing that I noticed is, you know, most of the events that I attend, a lot of, you know, they are leaders, they are eminent people who come and speak. But when you look at the audience, you know, they are not so much engaged. While some listen, some usually, you know, look at the phones. That's the order of the day. But today when I'm watching the audience, you know, they're so engaged here. I'm not sure whether it's because of the commitment that you came here with, that commitment, or good, you know, orators or speakers, I don't know, really sending. They're engaging it so well. Well, I'm not so good as them, but let me see how, I mean, I would like to share a few experiences that we are actually, you know, or a project initiatives, how we are leveraging emerging technologies and impacting lives. Well, again, before going into the details, I would say this event is going to be a very unique event. I'm also attending the first time, like many of you or some of you. And I believe this is going to be a unique one because it's going to touch your, you know, the core or the being. That's what I believe, you know, through this retreat program. Well, as this is called spiritual IT retreat, and as, you know, Vidartha has already asked how many of you are tech people, so everybody raised. So I assume that all of you are techies or, you know, regularly called as geeks by the non-tech fraternity, right? I've been in the IT industry for almost more than 30 years, working in the private sector, government, abroad in the US. And I understand the environment that we work in, you know, the kind of challenges we face, the opportunities that exist. And constantly you need to learn, unlearn and upskill, you know. It's a different kind of industry, IT, compared to any other sector. you know, because and you are going through this journey and you are all aware of it. Well, over all these years, each one of you has been a part of building, you know, something and giving it to the world, either to improve access to some services or convenience or probably, you know, giving great or developing certain great products that people are constantly using. Well, it's a testament to the fact that all of you are actually giving excellent products to the world, because all of us are now getting addicted with those, you know, products. That's a testament to your expertise and the contribution to the world. Why you are actually, you know, doing such great work in whatever field that you are. Again, you might be representing different domains, from fintech to, you know, logistics to supply chain, and functionally you might be coming from different areas. Again, you know, development, delivery, you know, infrastructure maintenance, and so on. And you may, I mean, all of you might have been performing exceptionally well, both professionally and personally in life. But somewhere, you know, at least most of us, I feel, it's like in my personal opinion, somewhere you may be having the best pay package, you know, you might own the top of the line, you know, cars or a great villa. But somewhere in the corner of our heart sometimes, we do feel a little, you know, dissatisfaction, a little discontent. Something is missing out there. I don't know how many of you experience that. So all of you are happy, satisfied? I don't know. At least I occasionally feel, you know, sometimes, I used to feel, not now, something is still there. It's not that I'm not professional, you know, professionally, I have achieved a lot. You know, I'm really happy with my career and I've seen great milestones, and most of you might, but still something. And that something, you know, is because we may not be having a goal or an objective larger than the life. When I say larger than the life, you know, for me, I'll just share, it's very simple. I head the emerging technologies wing in Government of Telangana. We aim at leveraging technologies, you know, to help, for example, to improve lives, to impact lives, I would say. How can we help a remote farm? Earlier, you know, we used to use technology to deliver services, like to pay your utility bills, you know. You use portals to pay electricity bill and so electricity bill or property tax and so on. But we are now going to the next level, where we are using emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, blockchain, you know, IoT, even metaverse and so on, to actually solve problems, real problems on ground. For example, just to give an example, how can we help our farmers, you know, to increase their production? And this one of very unique project, it's called, you know, we used an artificial intelligence and developed a pest management tool. Of course, Vadwani AI Institute has given us this tool that actually helps farmers to detect pests at a very early stage, you know. This pest is called pink bollworm or American bollworm, which destroys crops and the farmer, you know, incurs heavy losses. So this tool actually alerts him in advance so that he can save his crop. That's one example that I'm sharing. A second one, we are using a machine learning device. We are yet to implement the project. We have identified the solution, which is start to develop, to detect breast cancer early. You know, most of the times, by the time it's diagnosed, it's a bit late to treat, you know. So can we use technology to you? So another third example is, accidents is one of the biggest cause of deaths in India, more than the deaths due to COVID. Statistics tell us that. So we are using AI devices to alert drivers, you know, to give an alert to the drivers well in advance before a collision happens. So these are a few examples that to share with you, you know, how we are using technology to improve lives, to save lives, to impact. And whatever that the government does, it's in huge in scale and size, and it impacts many people across the state. So, the point that I'm trying to say is, in my career, the purpose is larger than life, you know. More than just the IT, I don't look at as IT as a technology, but it's a means to achieve larger thing for me. So each one of you can identify that purpose. I'm not saying you have to give up your jobs or do charity and all, but identify that one thing that you really, you know, want or you would like to do it. You may want to build a company, to create jobs, to create wealth. Each one of us, it's a different thing. I'm not saying everyone should have the same end goal, you know, but it all depends on, you know, your strength, your capabilities, your passion. And again, I want to emphasize, you know, passion here, because all of us, while at least most of us, I would say, you know, my generation actually, forgot what we are passionate about, you know, what we are really good at, what our hobbies are. So, for whatever reasons, you know, relook at those hobbies, those passions that you are really, you know, or those that you are really passionate about. I'll just share one example. You know, one of my friend, a long-term friend, you know, she's having a very great career in IT. So she saw that a few of her friends, you know, are moving to this startup. Again, the startup fever has caught up the entire country. You all know that India ranks third in terms of number of startups, and Hyderabad, a local, you know, city, is also buzzing with these startups. We have one of the largest incubators called T-Hub. So she's doing extremely well, but she saw her friends jumping into this startup bandwagon, and she immediately resigned her job. I mean, before resigning, she asked me, should I go into this? But I said, when it's a startup, it's no longer just technology. You have to deal with different, you know, areas, like it could be people management, it could be finance, and so on. But she just said, no, I want to do it. Everybody is doing. She jumped in. Again, I'm not saying you should not try what you like, but you should understand what you really like it. So she started her startup, you know, but she spent a lot of money, effort. At the end of two years, she realized it's not her cup of tea. Again, I'm not saying if a startup fails, it's wrong or something. Because startups do fail out of, you know, it's only top 20% of the startups really succeed. But they learn it and move on to the next, because it was their passion, they tried it. But this friend of mine was not really, it's not her cup of tea, but she still wanted to do that, and she jumped into that. And as a result, after 2 years, she was admitted into a hospital, you know, with certain health issues and so on. So the point is, she was not aware of her strengths, of her, you know, capabilities, and her, what really she wants it. So, I think this retreat will help us to discover those aspects of ourselves, you know, what we really want. That's really important. Most of us really do not know what we really want. A lot of us think, okay, I'm not against material, you know, acquisition. I also own all of this. But when you actually, you know, want to gain something, do something, really find out your inner being, what do you really want? And that actually you identify, that is identifying yourself, that is self-awareness. It's really required. And I'm actually, since 18 years of my age, I've been doing meditation. This helps me in, you know, bringing clarity of thought. In fact, at the age of 24, I think, I was working in a public sector company, one of the best in India. I'll name it also, it's ISRO. But the role that I was actually playing was not really challenging, you know, the different roles in. At the age of 24, I left my public sector job and moved to a different organization, in fact, to the state government. And I never looked back. So the point is, again, self-awareness, what you really want. I question myself, you know, will I be happy doing this job for my entire life? So I got an emphatic answer, no. You know, so I moved on. So self-awareness is really required for us to understand who we are, what we want, what really matters to us. So with these words, you know, I would like to again reiterate that this retreat organized, before I conclude, actually, I want to say one more thing. While we are deploying AI technologies, you know, at scale in our state, we are also cognizant of the fact that AI algorithms are biased, especially towards minority groups, towards women, you know. Some of you may be aware that a hiring tool, you know, which was deployed, actually eliminated women from hiring. And most of the algorithms, and men are here, but I still choose to say this, most of the algorithms are developed by men. And those biases do creep in, you know, in those algorithms. So women who are here, I again, you know, I mean, at least request you all to look at AI as one of your, you know, areas to be considered, because there are not very few women in artificial intelligence. Now, only 15% of the IT workforce, or less than that probably, are women who are into AI. So because when we design algorithms, you know, you have to actually bring in that empathy, transparency, accountability. Now it's a black box for us. So that's one thing I would like to emphasize. And when we actually designed a policy framework for these emerging technologies, as a state, we come out with specific policy framework. We actually encapsulate all these into that, you know. We identify domain areas, like it could be agriculture, healthcare, where we actually, you know, solve problems for the marginalized, bring in empathy to those people, deliver services to the, you know, people at the bottom of the pyramid. So while we are using technology, we also ensure that we actually include, you know, the other aspects of technology, like transparency, ethics, you know. We are using facial recognition technologies again. We need to be aware of, you know, personal data, how do we have, we don't misuse that data and so on. So all these, you know, though we are not bringing in regulations as such, we are putting in certain mechanisms to prevent such misuse of data. Well, finally, again, I thank Brahma Kumari organization for giving me this opportunity to share my experiences. And again, I'm confident that this particular retreat will actually help us in, you know, in what you call, be aware of yourself, you know, self-awareness, and thus empower us to take decisions at the right time, and taking decisions of the right, you make the right choices, you know, in your life, which ultimately empowers you and the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sister. And thank you for telling us about what is the power of IT, how we can really help the masses. And also thank you very much for having that faith in us and in this retreat. And I assure you that the purpose of the retreat will be fulfilled for sure. And empowering the self starts with self-awareness. And it is a means to empower others. Once we are empowered, we are like that light that can light 1,000 lamps. और ऐसा ही कार्य हमारे बीच में आदरणीय राजयोगिनी डॉक्टर निर्मला दीदी जी हैं, जो पिछले कई दशकों से ये कार्य कर रहे हैं. हम सभी ने आपका परिचय प्राप्त किया. एक मेडिकल डॉक्टर होने के साथ साथ आप एक स्पिरिचुअल डॉक्टर भी हैं. वर्ल्ड वाइड ट्रैवल करके आपने अनेक देशों के अंदर, स्पेशली पूरे एशिया के और ऑस्ट्रेलिया को आप कोऑर्डिनेट करते हैं. और जॉइंट चीफ ऑफ ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के नाते से आपने हजारों लोगों को स्पिरिचुअलिटी के माध्यम से एम्ब्रेस किया है. आपको उस परमपिता परमात्मा से जोड़ा है, जिससे शक्ति प्राप्त करके आज एक एक व्यक्ति परिवर्तित होकर के हजारों को आगे परिवर्तन कर रहा है. आपकी शुभ इच्छाएं और आपकी प्रेरणाएं ही हम सबको इस लक्ष्य की ओर आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करते हैं. तो अभी आपके द्वारा हम सभी वो प्रेरणाएं प्राप्त करना चाहेंगे जो आज हम सबके लिए हमारे आगे के जीवन का मार्गदर्शन बने. आदरणीय राजयोगिनी निर्मला दीदी जी.
ओम शांति. इट इज प्लेजर टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू इन ज्ञान सरोवर. Most of you have academic qualification. In this retreat, you will have spiritual introduction of yourself and God, karma, etc. How many of you are coming in contact with Brahma Kumari's first time? Will you raise your hand? Thank you. So you will learn spirituality and empower yourself. Because in life we need many powers. Peace and happiness, you have been asked how many of you want. But together with that, you will receive. By practicing meditation, you will receive powers like love, power to face the situation, power to cooperate with everybody, power to pack up your thoughts. Because what we find is, mind is very active. In scriptures, it is described as unbridled horse, running here and there, everywhere. So to control that mind, we receive the power. And as you know, in the world, the situation is getting worse day by day. To face obstacles and be really conqueror of your sense organs and mind and intellect, this retreat will help you. So I hope you take full benefit of this retreat, and for a few days be again godly student. Your other study life is over, but now here you will be godly student, and I hope you go back very much empowered. I can see quite a few of you are the couples. But when you go home, whoever is at home will be surprised to see you, your change. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi, for your blessings and to give us that vision and that aim. So we are here for self-transformation, to become a master of our own senses, to become a master of our own mind, our own intellect. And with this beautiful beginning, I'm sure we will achieve it towards, before the completion of this retreat, not necessarily towards the end, but the journey has begun. And congratulations to join this journey. It is not everybody who gets the opportunity, and it is not everybody who takes up the opportunity and comes. So we have been selected, we are the chosen ones. So congratulations for being the chosen one. If you feel that you are the chosen one, please raise your hand. Okay, just turn it, keep it raised, turn it, bring it to the back and shabash. I am the chosen one and I did take up this opportunity. अपने आप को धन्यवाद करें, उस परमपिता परमात्मा का धन्यवाद करें जिसने किसी न किसी के माध्यम से यहाँ आपको बुलाया. ये ज्ञान सरोवर है जहाँ हम अपने आप को ज्ञान से पूरा का पूरा स्नान कराकर, जैसे कहा गया है कि सरोवर में डुबकी लगाते ही परी बन जाते हैं, वो कोई और परी नहीं है, गुणों से भरपूर एम्पावर्ड लाइट जो एक्चुअली एक न्यू फ्लाइट ले सके. तो ऐसा ही हम यहाँ से बन के उड़ के चलेंगे एक नई मंजिल की ओर. इन्हीं शुभ भावनाओं के साथ हम इस सुंदर रिट्रीट की शुरुआत कर रहे हैं. आप सभी का, जो भी हमारे बीच में मंच पर आए, आपने हमें अपनी अनुभव सुनाए, अपनी प्रेरणाएं दी, बहुत कुछ हम में आशाएं रखी, आप सबका भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. मैं अनुरोध करती हूँ बहनों से कि हमारे आज के विशेष अतिथियों के लिए ईश्वरीय सौगात लेकर के आएंगे, और आप सबको भी आज यहाँ से परमात्मा के घर से यहाँ आने की मुबारक ईश्वरीय सौगात मिलेगी.